producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free numbers and Skype in moments. We're here live on this live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show websites, ours is totally free. So go and enjoy. Another guy who put up a website for people to use for free is a man named Kim.com. Yes, that's his name. I suspect he was not born with the name last, or the last name .com.
I suspect not.
And it is spelled out D-O-T-C-O-M, Kim.com. He is in court in New Zealand in an extradition hearing where the United States would like him to face trial for all manner of supposedly dastardly crimes, including copyright infringement, racketeering, and money laundering. They're trying to paint Kim.com as some sort of evil man. And maybe he even said something like that about himself. There's some interesting story. It's an interesting story here from Nick Perry at the Associated Press. Prosecutors say Kim.com and his colleagues sometimes reveled in their role as, quote, modern-day pirates, unquote, discussed how to thwart the justice system, and joked that a judge would one day realize how, quote, evil, unquote, they were. The much-delayed extradition hearing for .com and three others who owned or helped run the website Mega Upload began in Auckland this week in a case that could have broader implications for Internet copyright rules. Mega Upload was shut down by U.S. authorities in early 2012, but not before prosecutors claimed that it raked in some $175 million, mainly from people who flocked to the site to illegally download movies. Now, the site would allow people to, I believe, pay for a subscription. If I'm recalling Mega Upload correctly, it was one of a myriad of upload anything here sites where you could, without any kind of real necessary ID check or whatever, you could just open up an account and throw up a file on Mega Upload and then give that link to people to download. And that file could be anything. And if it was a, let's say, a compressed file or a zipped file that, you know, that didn't say Katy Perry's new album on it, right? You know, something else. It was Katy Perry's album zipped into a file name that was something completely different.
Right. Baby pictures.
Yeah. It would make it a little more difficult for Mega Upload to just audit their own file system and say, oh, this is, you know, copyrighted, because it was, if it's, you know, compressed and passworded, then only the people who are downloading it would know the password. So there absolutely was, there were a lot of files on Mega Upload that were illegal, meaning movies and music and
how
programs.
Did they make their money? If just you had to pay for a subscription to be able to use it sort of on a regular basis, but I mean, I know that many of these services have a free component. They call
right.
it freemium is the model. They give away some of their services free, and then there's an upgraded service that you pay for.
Yeah, well, they must have been making their money on the upgraded services, right? So what?
Or advertising.
So one of the, well, yes, advertising as well. They were an incredibly popular site. The story here claims they had 4% of all internet traffic at their peak.
Yes,
so
that's a lot of damn traffic.
That's a lot of traffic. That's a lot of eyeballs. It would be relatively easy to sell advertisements on a site like that. And in order to upload files above a certain size, you would probably have to become a member. So if you wanted to put up like a full DVD or something like that, maybe it would be easier if you were a paid member. You could probably do it if you broke it into chunks otherwise. But I don't remember what all the features were that you would get as a paid member. I never paid for Mega Upload. I don't know how much I ever uploaded to it, but I've certainly used it to download things. And a lot of things on Mega Upload were completely legal. And naturally, that's going to be one of Kim.com's arguments is that, look, we're just providing this service. This is a blind service. We don't know what you're uploading to our site. And we
right.
don't care. It's none of our business. And in fact, he relaunched his site.
To some extent,
that.
This is how, you know, knife and gun manufacturers are, right? You know, you buy a kitchen knife and you could cut your steak with it, or you could stab a loved one.
Exactly. And so whether that will that argument will fly as far as preventing him from being extradited to the U.S. to face trial, and further will help protect him from the aggression of the U.S. prosecutors, still remains to be seen. But to his credit, he did relaunch his site not long after it was taken down and he got out of the handcuffs. He kicked off Mega, so he previously had Mega Upload. Now he has Mega, which is, I believe, Mega.nz. Yeah, that looks like it. And the new Mega.nz has even more security functions on it. And I don't know exactly what makes it different, but I think that the security is to the point where, like, they can't even know anything about the files at all that you're uploading anymore due to some extra level of encryption. I'm just glossing over.
Right. At this point, they can't be blamed for anything because it's just encrypted uploads.
Yeah, they've and like the encryption's done within your browser, so they don't even hold the keys or something like that.
Yeah.
I think. So they hardened their operation security even further after having their first website taken by the authorities. So ultimately, the government stealing Mega Upload didn't do anything to stop them. I mean, this guy's still out there doing exactly what he's always done, which is providing service to people who want to upload and download things from the internet. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, but emails, you can only usually generally use that for like 10 or 15 or 20 megabytes, which is not a very large amount.
What do you mean?
If you want to attach a file.
If I want to send something through email. As a matter of fact, I send audio commercials.
Yeah.
I find that I can send a 30-second WAV file, but I can't send a 60-second WAV file.
Yeah.
So this is what the problem I imagine people have is if you have a 3-minute song, you can't email it to people.
So, and that's not efficient anyway because the email system isn't designed for mass distribution of files. If you want to send a file to a lot of people, it makes more sense to put it on a server somewhere and give them a link rather than pushing it through a bunch of email servers all around the globe. So .com is facing this extradition hearing, and it is a much delayed one and for he and the three others. Mega Upload was shut down. They raked in $175 million before they got shut down. And .com has been listening to the arguments while slowly swiveling in his black leather armchair, a concession by the judge to his bad back. He is a fairly large man. And according to the story here, parked outside the court is a remnant from the highrollinglifestyle.com long embraced, a black Mercedes SUV with a vanity plate Kim.com. Federal authorities have charged .com and others with the conspiracy to commit copyright infringement, racketeering, and money laundering. A summary of the U.S. case is being presented by New Zealand attorneys as the U.S. attempts to extradite the men to face trial in Virginia. Lawyer Christine Gordon told a judge this week that after .com launched Mega Upload in 2005, the site grew so popular that each day 50 million people used the site, sucking up 4% of all internet traffic.
Epic.
She said this was a big fraud, but conducted in a fairly simple manner. Behind the scenes, she claims, the respondents admitted their business broke the law. Sometimes they enjoyed the fact they were making their money by breaking the law. Sometimes they worried about protection and pondered what action they should take to, and I'm quoting here Mr. .com's words, quote, counter the justice system, unquote. Sounds like a man after my own heart.
Well, to some extent, this guy's, yes, he doesn't agree with copyright and patent as they exist. And, he's...
Neither do I.
Well, I don't agree with them as they exist either. There are very few people that do. The only people that seem to like the way it exists today are companies that make their living off of simply owning patents and copyrights.
Record industry people, Motion Picture Industry Association.
And patent trolls.
Yeah. And the government.
Yeah.
Profit, too.
Yeah. Well, how's the government profit?
They get fees.
Oh, fees.
Attorneys.
Yeah.
The attorneys really profit from it.
Yeah, the attorneys aren't the government, though.
Yeah, but they are. They get elected so they pass laws that make business for other attorneys.
The government is a lawyer industrial complex,
yeah.
But the lawyers who are making money off of this aren't the lawyers that are passing the laws necessarily. It's just that lawyers do what lawyers do, and lawyers like laws, so
right.
Lawyers pass laws, more laws to make it more complicated, so the rest of us can't be, it takes you 600 years to read all the laws in the United States and forget the ones in New Zealand. So
that some people use the site for illegally downloading movies is not in dispute. The real question is the extent to which .com and the others knew about this activity and whether or not they encouraged it. Prosecutors are trying to use the men's own words against them after some of their online chatter was intercepted by the FBI.
That ain't going to be good for him.
Yeah, and there's some interesting quotes coming up here. We'll share those with you. 855-450-FREE. And it should be a heads up for anybody using services on the Internet to communicate with your business partners or your friends. You should be aware that, you know, if you're using Skype, for instance, that somebody could be listening. And if you want to call in on Skype, our Skype username is lrn.fm. But you know people are listening when you call us on Skype because it's the radio. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Understanding your credit score is the first step towards managing and improving it. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. The most influential component of your credit score is your payment history. Almost equally as important is the amount you owe on credit accounts. Also impacting your score, but to a lesser degree, are the length of time you've utilized your credit, the number of new accounts, credit inquiries, and your various types of credit accounts. To help achieve or maintain a healthy credit score, have a system set up to assure your bills are always paid on time. Don't max out your cards. It's better to have a high credit limit with a low balance. Never close old accounts. The age of these can actually help your credit score. But don't be afraid to use your credit. You need several accounts in order to have a credit score. Just keep the corresponding payments within your means. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sunstrom, NMLS 134251.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you're somebody who wants to see Kim.com prosecuted, as well as the other people behind the website Mega Upload who were arrested and charged. Well, I guess they weren't arrested. They were raided, I think it was, a couple of years ago in New Zealand. He is currently still in New Zealand, and they're now the United States government is trying to extradite him to face charges of conspiracy, which is one of their favorite charges to throw at people. And they don't actually have evidence you did anything. They have to charge you with conspiring to do things. Conspiracy to commit copyright infringement, racketeering, and money laundering. That is their claim, and they're trying to present the evidence in court to get him extradited, as well as his associates, who are also charged, or hopefully, according to the U.S. government, being charged. I hope they are not extradited, and I hope they don't face these charges, because I don't think they did anything that was wrong. They ran a website that allows you, there's a new site called Mega to replace Mega Upload, but the site allowed you to upload whatever you wanted. And then give that link to download to whoever you wanted to give it to. And they didn't really police it, from what I understand. It's like, hey, whatever you upload is your business. It's not ours.
Well, they also sort of knew what was going on.
Of course. And I'm sure they know the same things are going on their new website, Mega.nz, which they've rebranded as the Privacy Company.
And what is going on exactly for people to... You know.
So I did pull up their website, Mark, and since I was sort of speculating about the encryption in the last segment, based on my memory, and I was pretty much right, here's their website. It claims they have end-to-end encryption. Unlike with other cloud storage providers, your data is encrypted and decrypted during transfer by your client devices only, and never by us. So that means that they don't even, they don't have access to your files. They can't decrypt them on their own servers. You are basically given the key, essentially, when you upload it to their servers,
yeah.
And then you can give people access to your files.
So you can give move files back and forth with different people. And these are, in many cases, files like movies and songs?
I don't know. They don't know. Mega has no idea what is taking up the... you could get 50 gigs. Okay, so if you want 50 gigs, you start with that for free. And then if you upgrade to their monthly plan, then you get up to 4 terabytes of storage, which is a huge amount of storage.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of space. And they're out there, they're doing this, and they couldn't possibly look now. I mean, in the old days, they could at the very least look at their file system, and they could see what the names of the files were. They don't even know that now.
Okay.
So they're even more clueless now than they've ever been about this. But, of course, the news site isn't going to save them from prosecution by the United States for the old site. And so U.S. prosecutors are presenting their case in their own words, using some of the words of .com, his name Kim.com with his associates. They, I guess they snooped in over Skype conversations and others here. The story here from the Associated Press says that sometimes they joked about being pirates or how their site wasn't totally legit or how they weren't the dumb pipe that we claimed to be. And I guess by pipe they mean like the internet pipes or whatever. They're
I assume what they mean
files.
Is they're a conduit
right.
for people to move information from one place to another.
Right. So sometimes Gordon said, and Gordon is the attorney who's prosecuting in this case, they joked about being pirates. She said that in his native German,
if people are calling you a pirate, it's not unlikely that you're going to be going every once in a while, right? if you keep calling somebody a pirate, they're going to start being silly about it.
Pirates, while generally they were not good people in real life, right? Pirates were brigands and criminals, and they were...
A lot of times they worked for the government.
Yeah. But there is, at least in popular culture, pirates have a very different perspective. You know, people have a different perspective on pirates.
Yeah,
because Johnny Depp and other movies, Pirates of the Caribbean, etc. So, yeah. Anyway, here in 2010.com allegedly said in a Skype conversation with one of his colleagues, quote, "At some point, a judge will be convinced about how evil we are," unquote. Now, does that mean that Kim.com thinks he's evil?
I don't know. I don't know what they, the context of the conversation.
Yeah, well, that's right. And of course, the U.S. government in this particular portion of the case is not giving the context of the conversation. They're just giving little clips. The defense, by the way, has yet to present its case, but .com has long argued that plenty of people have used his site legitimately to store files, and he can't be held responsible for those who elected to use it for illegal purposes. as lawyers.
You know, there's arguments have been made like this. They don't generally go well for the business in question.
It didn't work for the Silk Road with Ross Ulbricht. Of course, he actually
I don't
did
think that they
sell
have any
mushrooms.
They don't have any business going and trying to drag somebody off from New Zealand either.
His lawyers say any action against him should have been taken in civil court and that criminal charges are unjustified. The professor James Grimmelman, who specializes in internet law at the University of Maryland, said the outcome of the case could have important implications in defining the bounds of U.S. copyright law. He likened it to other cases which are testing the internet's jurisdictional boundaries, such as the European notion of the right to be forgotten. Now, for those that don't know, the right to be forgotten, you recall that case, Mark, with Google?
Yeah, this is in Europe. The situation is essentially that, in Europe, somebody said that, I don't like the things of that are on the internet about me, and what some court decided in
it was like the International Court in Europe,
or some big court in Europe, basically that, oh yeah, that's true, you shouldn't be able to you shouldn't have things that you don't like about you on the internet. So Google, you have to not reference, not that you have to remove things from the internet, because Google
can't do that.
But they just tell Google, not any other company, just Google. There's plenty of search engines out there. You can't sort of reference things that people don't want referenced about themselves. So then you've got a whole bunch of people who are like, I don't like my baby pictures. I don't want them up there. Or whatever nonsense it is that they're complaining about and sending off to Google. Google has to open a whole new department to deal with, I don't know, crazy people that don't want their crap on the internet that did that allow to go there in the first place. And just nonsense. So Google's they're actually fighting back against it, but we'll see how that goes.
The internet law professor says if .com loses this case, it'll make sites like YouTube pay closer attention to ensure they're being vigilant enough in removing copyrighted material. He added that the U.S. courts would likely be careful to define what distinguishes a pirate site from one that is legitimate. In New Zealand, the extradition hearing has been delayed 9 times since .com was arrested in early 2012 after a dramatic SWAT-style raid on his mansion near Auckland. He was released from jail a month later. And
SWAT? This is New Zealand SWAT?
Yeah, I think so.
Then why isn't New Zealand worried about this? This is what I understand. Why does the United States have to charge him criminally from Virginia?
I don't know.
And go all the way across the globe? This is my point, is that the United States isn't a government in its traditional sense. It is the one world government that people talk about. That watch out for the one world government. We have
it
one.
Is.
It's in Washington, D.C. And it believes that it can stretch its tentacles across the globe. There is no business, if New Zealand has signed on to whatever international agreement there is to respect property rights or intellectual property or whatever it might be, Kim.com can be handled by New Zealand, unless you're a control freak in Washington, D.C., and you want to get credit for it, and you want to get a notch in your belt so you can move higher up the little ladder,
then
you might go beyond your national borders and act like a super nation.
That's what they did.
And act like an imperialist power.
With Mark, the seed guy, Mark Emery from
Mark Emery.
Canada, the Prince of Pot. They extradited him from Canada to face criminal charges in the United States for selling seeds.
It shows how weak New Zealand and Canada are in dealing with the U.S.
Well, it hasn't happened yet in New Zealand. There's the hearing that's happening right now. 855 450 free.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you think Kim.com and his associates from Mega Upload should go to prison. If you agree with the United States federal government and their demands to prosecute these people for basically just running a website where you can upload stuff, and they didn't care what you upload, it's none of their business. There, you upload files, they'll allow you to send the link out to people to download them, and they're still doing that business. They've just refined it. They've changed the name. They've got a shorter name now. It's Mega.nz is their new site. We're not, by the way, sponsored by Mega, although it'd be great. To be sponsored by Mega, I'd be fine with that. You can use the service to store whatever you want. Doesn't have to be illegal, but some people have used it for, copyrighted music and movies and things like that. And that's why the federal government is coming at him. They even did a dramatic SWAT-style raid on his mansion in New Zealand back in 2012. He was released from jail a month later and has attracted intense media coverage ever since. I remember we talked about that when it happened. I had never heard of Kim.com prior to the raid. I had heard of a Mega Upload, and so now his profile arguably has been raised as a result of the U.S. government targeting him.
They're doing some business for him.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Privacy does matter here on the Internet. And if you care about privacy, you really need to look into ProXPN. They don't keep logs of your activities whatsoever. And ProXPN has more servers than ever before, providing you with a virtual private network that actually encrypts your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. So if you're encrypted, then your ISP, they won't know if you're going to Mego's new website and using that site. Your ISP won't know anything about what you're doing once you start using ProXPN. And they've got software, by the way, for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support as well. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy their annual account with code FTL50, and there's now an even better deal. If you thought 50% off was pretty good, and that's a pretty good deal, there's now an even better deal. $49.95 gets you 2 years of ProXPN when you pay with Bitcoin. So $49.95 worth of Bitcoin. Here's how you get the deal.
2 years.
2 years.
That's cheap.
That breaks the price down to like half of the previous best price that we've given you before. So what you do is you go to proxpn.com/amp. That's A-M-P, like advertise, market, and promote, like our AMP program here on Free Talk Live. Yeah, because $5 of your purchase when you do this goes to the AMP program. So you get 2 years worth of ProXPN service for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin. $5 of it goes to Free Talk Live's AMP program, and you get the awesome ProXPN service at a heck of a discount. I mean, you really can't beat that. If you've got Bitcoin, this is a no-brainer at this point. ProXPN.com/AMP. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can still use the code FTL50 to get the regular 50% off deal that we've been telling you about forever. So ProXPN.com/AMP. Check it out. As we continue here, you're welcome to share your thoughts on the founder of Mega Upload being attacked by the U.S. federal government. They want him withdrawn from New Zealand in extradition and the defense in this particular case.
There are enough people in jail in the United States. We have to bring them from foreign countries.
Yeah, and so as though putting Kim.com in jail is going to somehow dissuade people from sharing music, movies, and files on the Internet. I mean, isn't that the idea here? Is we're going to send a message, just like they sent a message with Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, by putting him in prison for the rest of his life for running a website. I mean, this is a disturbing trend, isn't it? Like, you could argue with Silk Road that Ross Ulbricht, not only did Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road, which is this sort of underground darknet site where you could buy and sell whatever you want, not only did he create the site, but he also sold mushrooms on the site. And that's pretty much
psilocybin mushrooms.
Yeah, that's pretty much an incontrovertible fact at this point. So somebody who wanted to could argue, well, Ross Ulbricht knew that people were using his site.
Didn't he get 25 years in prison?
No, he got life in prison.
I would argue
no parole.
That selling mushrooms on the Internet is not worth life in prison.
Oh, I agree with that. Well, they're punishing him because he's the first to market. He created the Silk Road, and ever since then, the Silk Road has spawned dozens of imitators. So it's when the feds went in and shut down Silk Road, they didn't stop the selling of drugs on the Internet. It just went into other sites.
Right. Well, this is the problem with the drug war generally. I mean, law enforcement against prohibition, when I first saw them give their little speech, and this was very convincing to me, is that, when police officers, these are former police officers in many cases, talking about how they think that prohibition should be done away with, they're saying
that's right.
When they lock up a mass murderer, murderers go down. When they lock up a burglar, burglars go down. Mm-hmm. When they lock up a drug dealer, they've simply created a job opening. That the sale of drugs does not change in one iota.
Because the demand is still there.
The war on drugs has been prosecuted in, you decide how long you want to call it, but let's go for 100 years. And they have not stopped. They have not even put a dent in human beings stopping doing drugs. Now, you can look at certain areas, like let's look at tobacco, for instance. Tobacco, the use of tobacco has gone down, but it has nothing to do with the illegality of it.
That's right.
To do with education programs. The drinking of liquor actually is going down, but that has mostly to do with the reason it went up in the first place had to do with prohibition in the first place. So it's easier to transport a gallon of liquor to transport alcohol in the form of liquor than it is in the form of beer.
Because
right?
It's concentrated.
It's concentrated, I guess.
You can sell it at a higher amount for a smaller storage space.
And so there you go. I mean, those are the ways, they're just affecting the marketplace. And in many cases, driving people to harder drugs through it. So, they really got to give this up. They're creating as many problems as they're solving, if they're solving any.
Well, they're still doing it the same old way, Mark, which is to crack down and act like they're sending some kind of message to the world, to show how tough they are, that if you mess with the U.S. federal government, if you share music and movies, you're a pirate and you're a criminal and you're a bad person. I mean, they even put these commercials on DVDs and Blu-rays these days. You don't get the Blu-rays or whatever. I don't know if they do this online with the streaming services. I'm not sure if they do it, but do you ever see these, Mark? I know you said you've got the Netflix streaming or whatever, but
what commercials you're talking about?
It's like the beginning of a Blu-ray where it's like, you wouldn't share this, you wouldn't give this away, but you share movies and you're a criminal. Like, they're kind of designed for younger people to try to dissuade them from sharing the movie that they're
watching. I have
seen
those ads in the past, and I question exactly. Right. Is it against the law? Certainly it's against the law. Is it immoral? Those are the questions I ask myself. So if I bring you to my house and I show you a video, that's cool. If I break if I break a DVD, they want me to buy another one. So I clearly don't own the license to this thing, right? Like,
a DVD is technically licensed for home use, right? Like, it's not yet licensed for...
But I don't own even the use of it personally. If I break the DVD, I have to go out and buy another one.
Yeah.
But I can't choose to just... The only thing I can do is share that DVD with another friend, but
correct.
If I decide to show it to friends for, and charge money or something like that, I can't do that.
Right.
They've just got all these rules about how it is that I can use product. So if I want a friend to be able to see it and I want to send it digitally, so for instance, I buy things over Amazon to watch these movies.
Mm-hmm.
If I want you to be able to see Captain America Winter Soldier, which I purchased, I can't just let you see the one that I paid for. You have to pay
unless
for
I was
one.
At your house or you gave me your login for Amazon.
Right, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it gets very complicated. They don't really want you to own the stuff that you buy.
Mm-mm.
The online world is odd. I get how they're concerned about financing blockbuster movies and those sorts of things, but we also need to consider throwing people in prison isn't good for us generally. If Kim.com stole something and got away to New Zealand, the United States government wouldn't be chasing after him. What they're trying to do is they're working for their corporatist cronies, buddies, trying to enforce their rules. That's what it comes down to. They're using my tax dollars to...
And yours.
Yeah. Chase after this guy who's in some other country who hasn't harmed anyone. And that disturbs me.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, if you think he has harmed people, you think this prosecution should go forward, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. That number is 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. Skype username, lrn.fm. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you want another great discounted deal for paying with Bitcoin? Because this is what Bitcoin is becoming now. It's not just another...
It's becoming the way, essentially, a coupon currency to some extent.
It's not just the world's best currency, because it is that. I mean, it's super easy to use it. It's international. It wasn't created by any government or any bank. It's not just internet money, because it's that too. But it's also a way to get dramatic discounts on the stuff that pretty much you were going to buy anyway. So why wouldn't you want to do it? Let's say you could get 20% off your next Amazon purchase. Would you want that? I mean, why wouldn't you?
Right. This is like getting a raise in life. Basically, yes. You can buy everything you need to live life, besides like sort of paying your bills.
Yep.
Everything you buy, everything you need to live life on Amazon, if you wanted to, and if you can save 20%, and you can very easily save 20% with everything you buy through Amazon, you might be able to get 25 or 30, depending on the situation.
I got one. I'm still waiting on the products to be delivered, but I've got a couple orders that are out there right now that have been placed by people. Because what happens is you're putting your orders out for sort of a bidding process of people wanting to buy your Bitcoin, because you're paying for your goods on Amazon with Bitcoin, and there's sort of like an intermediate process that goes on at SaveItPurse.com to make that possible. And so you do have to wait. So the higher amount that you want as far as your discount is concerned, because you select. You want 40% off, you can try for 40. You want 30% off, you can go for that. Anything in between, whatever. The average in the United States is 20% off. I put one at 20%, it was snapped up within a couple hours. I put one at 30%, it was also snapped up within a few hours. So it really is not hard at all to do this. You just go to saveitpurse.com, watch their intro video.
Yep. Get your account reserved right now.
Yeah, right. You don't even have to have Bitcoin to go to saveitpurse.com to learn about how this is so easy.
But we will tell you how to get Bitcoin at
a little bit later. Yeah,
a great rate.
So go to saveitpurse.com. This is real. It's not some kind of ridiculous claim, scam, or whatever. I've used it more than 24 times myself, and it's awesome.
Yeah, we just got a big savings at our house. We bought a...
What'd you get?
Well, my son Jack had been saved his money for a very long time to buy the Shield Helicarrier Lego set.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
It's... $350.
Oh, my God.
It's so expensive, but it's gigantic. He just finished it. It took him 2 days of just nonstop.
Wow.
The kid would wake up. You'd have to get him to eat. This was the worst part of it. But, yeah, he's constantly doing it, and he saved 20%.
On a $300-some item.
Yep, which means that he now has money left over he can buy another one with.
Does Jack have his own Bitcoin wallet yet?
No, I don't.
He's a little too young for that.
He's heard about Bitcoin, doesn't really know what it means.
All right, so saveitpurse.com, it works. Anyway, you know what? I wonder if Kim.com had any Bitcoin. Because right now they're saying Kim.com, the founder of Mega Upload, who's facing extradition hearings in New Zealand to be brought to the United States to face various different copywriting criminal charges, conspiracy to commit copyright infringement, etc., conspiracy to money launder. They love to throw that one at anybody who's done anything supposedly illegal. They're coming after him and his associates. It says here that he had $60 million, but that was taken by the authorities during the raid. And the attorney who's representing him is owed more than $500,000. He's continuing to represent Mr. .com, however, because the attorney is confident that he will prevail. But when they raided Kim.com's house, they also froze his bank accounts.
Mm.
And so there goes your $60 million. Poof. Just like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you're
disturbing.
Lucky...
Yeah, if you have that in Bitcoin, the government couldn't do that to you.
That's my point, is what... Like, I wonder if Kim.com was already into Bitcoin and he's just not telling anybody, and maybe he actually does have some Bitcoin on the side, but clearly he still had a whole lot of money in the old world money system, if you will, the banking system. And, man, whatever you got in that bank account, you might as well kiss it goodbye, because I'm not saying don't have a bank account. But just don't expect it's going to be there tomorrow. I mean, typically it is. Most days you're going to wake up and your bank account's going to be there. But if the government decides they want to come after you, all of a sudden those funds will become unavailable.
If you use a government currency, you can expect that government to decide to take their currency back.
Anytime they feel like it, basically. And there's nothing
you
can do about it.
And it happens to people every day.
So, let's see here. The Mr. Kim.com, the founder of Mega Upload, story here from the AP, says that his unabashedly ostentatious lifestyle was unusual in a nation which often prizes humility, and his arrest hardly seemed to slow him down. He soon released a music album, started another internet file-sharing company called Mega, and launched a political party which contested the nation's 2014 election. But over the past year, his star appears to have faded. Some of the money he made from Mega helped fund his political ambitions, which came to nothing after his party failed to win any seats in the election.
Mm.
As major, well, I mean, you know, your first time out, you're probably not going to win the first time, right? Even if you're Kim.com. Major arguments began the hearing on Thursday. A couple dozen curious onlookers watched, including one man who seemed to enjoy the warmth of the courtroom and began to snore. Outside, a lone protester appeared from time to time, sometimes wearing a bandana, sometimes a tinfoil hat. And .com appears confident during a break after the U.S. attorney had laid out a summary of the case against him, or I guess it's actually a New Zealand attorney doing the U.S.'s bidding. He turned to a reporter and said, quote, "That sounded bad, huh? Wait till the rebuttal," unquote. So we'll keep an eye on this particular case. I'm very interested to see what happens. I find this very similar to the Ross Ulbricht case in that they're going after a man for running a website. That's the essence of the Ulbricht case, and it's the essence of Kim.com's case here.
Well, and, Kim.com is better protected.
I think, yeah, Kim.com,
defended, I should say.
He's better defended. He's, you know, he can afford an attorney if he can actually get to his funds. Of course, that would have been the truth about Ross Ulbricht as well, if he could get to his Bitcoin, but...
was going to go on his website. This was on the dark web. It was the Silk Road. Kim.com, the claim is that he knew that his, is it called Mega Upload?
Mega Upload is his old site. His new one is now Mega.nz.
Yeah, that it was going to be used to put files on where people were going to file share and that sort of thing.
But they're presenting evidence showing that he did know, right? Like that.
Yeah, they're claiming that. And I believe that I believe he probably did know. I think we need something. The internet is a new and disruptive force. We need new intellectual property laws. These are the same old copyright, the same old patent laws, the same old trademarks. These things don't serve us in the way. What they do is they serve the lawyer industrial complex. The only people who are getting rich off of this stuff are big corporations and lawyers. And I'm sick of it. It's just another way to move funds upward, up the chain into the hands of people who are extraordinarily wealthy.
And everybody knows it, right? Like anybody who's...
Well, but the serfs will continue to argue for this stuff.
Like, are they?
But I'm a photographer, and if it wasn't for intellectual property, people would steal my stuff. You take wedding pictures! People pay you to be there and take the pictures they want. There's no way they could get... You know, like, it just doesn't make any sense.
You're the only one with those pictures.
Free Talk Live is a show where we rely to some extent on intellectual property, but people's understanding of it, not sort of legal stuff. You know, if you want to go on our website at freetalklive.com and download our archives, feel free. If you want to serve, if you want to cut the commercials out of those archives and serve them up yourself, feel free. Do the work if that's what you want to do. If you want to cut them up and then sort of, you know, just have little tiny bits of them or put video or audio to them, whatever you want to do. There's all kinds of people that do that online. We don't stop them.
If you want to put it on a YouTube channel and monetize it, I don't care.
Just
yeah, whatever.
That's
if
what
you can make money off the show, then go for it, man. So, I sure don't have time to do all that stuff.
It's just, it you know, that's what it ultimately comes down to is that it's trying to get businesses trying to get the government to enforce their intellectual property rules for them.
Well, obviously we know that the Recording Industry Association and their family members are going to be in favor of intellectual property laws. They might be in favor of going after Mr. Mega Upload here. But as far as the average person in America, I mean, I think most people understand that there's nothing wrong with downloading a movie and screening that movie. Like, if you love the movie, then go buy it. Don't people understand that? Like, if you don't give money to the band you love, they're going to stop playing music at some point. You know, they might not schedule any more concerts if no one's coming out. If no one's buying the T-shirts, if no one is buying, you know, what was it? Which band was it that put their... Was it Nine Inch Nails or Green Day? One or the other. Anyway, they put... It wasn't Green Day. Anyway, Nine Inch Nails, I think, did it at one point. Trent Reznor, they put an album online, and you could just, like, donate whatever you wanted for it, right? Wasn't that them?
Well, I don't know who it was. I couldn't tell you, but it's a great
Radiohead?
Idea.
Was it Radiohead?
It's a great idea. When you think about it for a second, what does the band get for, the release of an album? What do
if
they
it's
get
through
per...
a record company, it's pennies.
Right. What do they get per album?
Well, probably chances... less than a quarter or something.
Very, very little. This is why you'll see, I believe it was MC Hammer. He did really, really well just selling his music at the back of his car before he hit it big. Obviously, at some point, distribution is an issue, but they
the
don't have music stores
that.
Anymore.
Yeah.
When
the
I
internet...
was in high school, I went to the music store and I'd, you know, check out Specs or Camelot Music and, you know, all these cool places. Daddy Cool Records and Tapes.
Nobody knows what these things are anymore.
Right. Kids don't go there anymore. They don't get their music in the same way.
You had to go into a store and put on headphones used by other people to actually hear what the music sounded like? Yeah. Yeah,
that was exactly what it was.
And it was cool.
That was the good, you know? That was the good store that had the headphones, by the way, that you could listen to.
It's Free Talk Live. I think that we got some sort of connections issues here with our network because we have blown over time by more than a minute. So I don't know what is going on here. Oh, hey, look. Now I can hear myself talking back to myself. Oh, and hey, there's... Okay.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what the hell happened.